This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How the pandemic is creating this odd boom in real estate. I'm David Brancaccio. People lucky enough to keep their jobs during this pandemic seem to be pondering their living situations a lot. The quarterly sales reported by Home Depot today were up 25% year on year, an increase double what was expected. And there's news that builders started work on a lot of new single-family homes last month, up 23%. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at the investment company Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I mean, you look at this new home data and you want a statistic like that to be a leading economic indicator, which sometimes it is during normal times. But how much can we draw about the wider economy? What kind of conclusion can we draw about the wider economy based on construction of new homes?
The reason why that tells us a lot about the economy is because housing is tied in to the web of the economy so, you know, intimately. There's employment, there's spending that goes into new home activity, and so you tend to see good sales data as well. I think in part that's why we are seeing retail sales bounce in recent months in sympathy with the housing data. Also, things like spending at Home Depot, which we're hearing was topping expectations here for the second quarter.
There is an inequality angle, though, because if you're have the wherewithal during pandemic to think about buying a new house so that the developers get all excited about building new homes, I mean, that's some people in this economy, but others are renters and are living more tenuously.
Well, we saw yesterday data on mortgage delinquencies, which are starting to creep up. But I am worried, David, that one of the things fueling all this that's made this recession unique is the federal relief payments that went out really through the months of, you know, April, May, June, and July. A big chunk of that ended in July, and as yet, it's unclear how or when that will be extended. And I think that, you know, leaves question marks for the durability of this recovery.
Jeffrey Cleveland at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles, chief economist there. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Sales at Walmart stores were up 9% last quarter, and online sales doubled there. The fact that new government economic stimulus is taking a long time to come together could hurt results ahead. That stock is down 0.4% now. We continue to talk to a range of people about reimagining the economy to get the economy we want, not just the one we had. Mauro Guillen is a professor of management at the Wharton School and author of a new book with the title 2030, How Today's Biggest Trends Will Collide and Reshape the Future of Everything. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, David.
Is there a case that the range of, I'll focus on economic policies, has widened in this year of pandemic and the new energy we're seeing in the social justice movement?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's more people, not just experts, but just in general, more people willing to consider, you know, the government growing its mountain of debt in order to save the economy. I think there's also more of an understanding about the role that the Federal Reserve plays in terms of implementing a very loose monetary policy. And I also believe that there's a renewed interest in schemes such as universal basic income.
This notion of universal basic income, and Alaska had a version of it with proceeds from the state's oil revenues, it's been talked about as one way to address when technology takes the jobs of human beings away. But, you know, typically we're talking about it in a theoretical sense, yet There is one now, the $1,200 checks the government sent out to many Americans. That's a universal basic income, temporary, but there it is.
Yes, absolutely. A universal payment in this case. Universal meaning for people under a certain income. And I think the idea of, let me drop the universal part for a moment, basic income is really good. You see, the Alaska experiment with oil royalties, I think is problematic because everyone, regardless of their income or wealth, gets that check in Alaska. And sometimes it can be as high as $1,600 for the year. You see, richer people then save that money, but people at the lower end of the economic scale, what they do is they spend the money. So it tends to broaden inequality in the longer term. But I do believe that because of the problem that you pointed out, technological unemployment, I think perhaps this is an idea whose time has come. And you see, Elon Musk recently said that maybe we have no alternative but to actually implement some kind of a basic income.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk at Tesla, you know, he's probably going to come up with vehicles that replace a lot of truck drivers someday and wants to know what happens to the human truck drivers in the fullness of time.
That is true, but at the same time, also remember he's creating a lot of manufacturing jobs here in the United States in an industry that is not going away. It's not a declining industry. It's not one that needs money. And I'm not talking about the automobile industry. I'm talking about the electric automobile industry. And we are, as you very well know, in a consumer-oriented economy. Two-thirds of GDP is consumption. And if people don't have money in their pockets, then this type of economy that we have can't work.
Mauro Guillen is a professor of management at the Wharton School of Business. He's author of the new book, 2030, How Today's Biggest Trends Will Collide and Reshape the Future of Everything. Dr. Guillen, thank you.
David, thank you so much, as always.
And we cordially invite you to our one-hour special report, The Economy Reimagined, on many public radio stations nationwide. It's in the coming days and weeks. As an option at marketplace.org, you could click on the prominent specials button and three of our specials will appear. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.